Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Lashed over the studio 8, and I came in the door, and I was confronted by an enormous harp. But that's neither here nor there. And the reason for this is very obvious, and will become obvious, and that's because Dr. Siobhan Armstrong is with me. Dear heart, welcome, firstly.
Thank you very much, Marty. It's lovely to be here.
And
thank
you for having me. To see you with your lovely harp. I better explain, there was a festival, Summer Concerts, which we'll come to in a sec, in Kilkenny Castle.
That's right, coming up this weekend and into next week.
That's right, for which you are the girl responsible.
I am both.
However,
yes.
Talk to me about this harp. What's with the face on the top of it?
Okay.
Is this an ancient harp?
Yeah, so you're spot on, Marty.
Yeah.
This is the old Irish brass wire strung harp of the kind that we played fado for 800 plus years until we kind of forgot about it in the early 19th century, and the modern Irish harp was invented then, or the ancestor of the
and
modern Irish harp was invented.
Why did they change it from the ancient to a modern? What was the reason?
How many hours do we have to talk about politics and history?
Well, you've come to the right place for that.
So this is the ancient noble instrument of Gaelic culture.
Right,
so every chieftain had his harp, every king had his harp.
So this is where we get the stamps and where we get all our symbolism.
Exactly.
From.
If I brought my other harp, you'd see the harp that's on the stamp, because I play a replica of the Trinity College harp, or the Brian Boru harp, which is on the stamps.
Oh, really?
But the harp I'm playing today is very special to me because it's a replica of the harp that was owned and played by Denis O'Hampsey, who was one of the early Irish harpers at the end of the 18th century, when Edward Bunting, whom most of us know, was scribbling down the music frantically at sort of the last minute from some of the last 10 harpers who were playing the music. And this is a copy of the oldest man who played in Belfast in 1792. This is his harp.
And it has a face on it.
Is it a serpent? Yeah, people say to me, is it a serpent? What is it? I think it's Unpaished, which is this sort of mythical beast that we have in Ireland. I think it's kind of our version of the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, I see.
Is my impression of what they...
working
what,
a treat.
What it might
well,
be.
Listen, we could talk for hours, but are you going to play something for me?
I am going to play a tune or two.
Okay, so what do you want to start with?
Yeah, so I'd like to start with... Well, all of the tunes that I'll play today will be the repertory that was played by the old Irish harpers in that old tradition before it sort of died out in the 19th century.
That's what I was going to say. That's the period.
That's what this... What the Historical Harp Society of Ireland is about, and what Scoil na Gluaiseacht, our festival, is about.
Okay.
So the first tune that I'll play for you is Molly na Cailpín, and it's a beautiful love song that was composed by one of two Harper brothers in County Sligo who were born in the 17th century and lived on into the 18th century. And this is by the brother called William Conlon. So it's Molly na Cailpín.
Lovely. Thank you. that something.
So to hear the difference between like a modern Irish harp and this got brassware strings. So they have this incredible resonance that everybody's been talking about since the 1200s when they come to Ireland.
It's very different, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is very different. I have Dr. Siobhan Armstrong with me, who has nails of steel. You must have.
Actually, I have to tell you, I have to let you in on a secret, Marty,
because
I have terrible nails. So last night I was frantically making false nails with ping pong balls. As you do. These four are really not my nails.
You're making it up.
Yeah, it looks like a nice French manicure. Because
it does. It looks like you've spent a fortune on your hands before you came in. The early Irish harp, you're always encouraging people to listen, to take the time to do this. That's what you're doing this week. Let's talk about the two events that you have on. These two events are in Kilkenny Castle. It's a beautiful location
it's
amazing. Go anywhere else.
Would you believe, Marty, we actually have 50 events this week.
Yes.
With the whole festival, we have talks, lectures, workshops. We get in living artists because this is, of course, a dead tradition. This died out.
Yes, yeah.
And so we get in the likes of Jimmy O'Brien Moore and the fantastic Piper from Waterford. We get in all of these people to play. But these sort of the main public events that people can just be sort of buy tickets to and show up for if you're not taking part in the whole week are in Kilkenny Castle. And I see you're looking at the beautiful photo there in our poster of Kilkenny Castle. So if you look at the top set of windows in the 1,000-year-old parade tower there, that's where our concerts are.
It's joking.
The perfect venue for the old Irish house. It's just perfect.
So you've a Masters of Irish Music. This is on Saturday.
It's on Saturday night.
What time is it? Is it 8?
It's at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock on Saturday night, yeah.
Now you have, is it Eilish Ní Riad on?
Yeah, we have the only person in Ireland who's currently, she's doing the sort of, I call her sort of almost the real Carolyn. So Carolyn, as I always say to people, and it makes them laugh, he's not so much a composer of tunes as he's a Bob Dylan. He's a songwriter who accompanies himself on the harp instead of the guitar. And Eilish is one of the very few people. She's a prize-winning Shannon singer, but she's an ex-student of mine. She came along to learn how to play the old Irish harp, and so she's reconstructing these old harp songs and accompanying herself on the harp the way Carolyn would have done.
See, one of the things about, I love your enthusiasm, but one of the things about you is you're also a teacher, you're a speaker, you're a concert.
So I'm trying to get at it from all angles. I'm a big enthusiast, as you can tell.
Yeah, but you're right to be. Now, Jimmy O'Brien is Moran is on the Illan Pipes.
A staggering sort of historical Illan Piper from Tremore.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's a real authority on his instrument. He's just be playing gorgeous Willie Clancy sort of versions of.
And you have Shannon singing as well.
And so the other Shannon singer we have is Mórna Chéilleacher from the Muskerry Gaeltacht in Cork. And of course, she was T.G. Cahir's Singer of the Year in 2018. She's just a powerhouse singer, and we're thrilled. This is her debut at the festival. We're thrilled to have Moira come and sing for us.
And James Ruff, just to make sure everybody gets a mention.
Yeah, so the thing is, sadly, there aren't that many people in Ireland who play early Irish harp.
Oh, where is it played elsewhere?
Of course, other people, like my colleague Anne Heyman, who's kind of the doyenne of the revival, she's in Minnesota in America and started us sort of in 1980. So I have students, there are people I've coached all around the world, and one of them now, who's a fully fledged teacher and performer and recording artist, is James Ruff, an amazing singer and harpist from the East Coast of America, from New York State.
Right.
And so he speaks fluent Gaelic, of course, as you do if you're American.
We're gonna go over,
so his ancestors are from Scotland. So he'll come over and play exquisite music on it as well. So we have a kind of diaspora now of people who've come through our festivals and our, you know, our online academy and all sorts of things, and they're now playing for us in our concerts.
Which is terrific. We'll talk about Sunday in a second. Are you going to give us another one?
Sure.
Do you want to have a sip of that? Because you're bursting for... I know you're bursting for coffee. Have a sip of that.
There's tea in the morning, Marty.
I know, no.
There's Marty in the morning, but there's also tea in the morning.
More tea in the morning.
More tea in the morning.
They're the posh listeners. More tea in the morning. Just a reminder, by the way, it's Saturday, the Gala concert at 8 o'clock, and the other one we're mentioning is it's Tuesday at... Tuesday.
Maybe we can talk about that, because that's going to be very different. So this is the concert for people who really love traditional music.
That's the King's Harper now you're talking about, or the Gala concert.
Saturday is the one for people who really love traditional music with piping and singing and shannos.
Yes.
And the other one we'll talk about in a second maybe is for people who like classical music.
Okay, so give me, what are you going to give us now?
So I can hardly come on and not play some Carolyn.
Good for you.
So this is one of my favourite laments that I think might be by Carolyn, Thurlach Óg Mac Donnacha, because of course, you know, your first question was, why do we play the modern harp? Why did this one die out? Well, of course, we were colonised and horrible things happened in history. And so Thurlach Óg Mac Donnacha was one of these amazing men in penal times who was a lawyer practising at the bar. Very unusual if you were Catholic, because you weren't allowed to have a profession.
Yes.
And so when he died, he was a great loss to sort of Catholic Ireland as it then was. So this is an amazing lament for Thurlach Óg Mac Donnacha.
Off you go. It's funny the way you make it look so effortless, but then that's what being good at what you do is all about.
Thank you.
That's absolutely lovely. Dr. Siobhan Armstrong with me this morning. What was the name of that piece again, the Carolyn piece?
That's Curlach Óg MacDonaghy was the name of the man. But it was actually, I played a version from the very first collection of Irish music ever published in Ireland in 1724, and there they call it Councillor MacDonagh's Lamentation.
Did they?
Well, it was published in Dublin, so they're going to have an English title.
Dubs, what can I tell you? Listen, talk to me about the Historical Harp Society. How many people involved in that?
Well, it depends on if you're talking about members or the people at the coalface trying to do the work every day.
That's you.
So like every other... Yeah, exactly. Like every other arts organisation, yeah. We're on a shoestring doing hundreds of pro bono hours. So I run it with Dr. Karen Loomis, who's one of the foremost sort of organologists who deals with the early Irish harps as physical instruments. So she heads up projects for us and goes into the National Museum, and she's done the first scientific survey of an early Irish harp for us, and that's all on our, the outputs are all on our website. So she and I run it together, and we have it's a resource organisation.
Sure.
So we have the first ever collection of rental harps. So for example, in my living room today there are 17 harps waiting to go into our venue to start the festival tomorrow.
You must have an enormous living room.
Oh, absolutely ginormous. It's tiny and it's very, very full.
Good
and
Lord.
Today when I leave Dublin, I'm going to be picking up more harps in the car as I go. So we have all these rental harps that we call back for all the foreigners who come to the festival who can't bring their harps.
Sure.
We have the first ever library of over 500 books to do with the to do with it.
If people want to find out more, it's irishharp.org.
It's irishharp.org with two H's in the middle. irishharp.org.
If you wanted to find out more, that's fascinating.
And we have an online academy and all sorts of things. We build community. We have free community meetings every month.
You're talking about this ancient harp, right? How many of these exist? When was this one made? This one.
Oh, great question.
Because I know it's not so ancient.
Great question. Yes. So at the end of our festival, we have this field trip where we all get on a coach and we come to Dublin and we go around the museums, and the National Museum are very kind to us. They let us into their back storerooms that nobody ever sees to see all of their harps. So there are about 18 of the original instruments survive, most of them in Ireland, one in America, two in Scotland. But this harp, for example, was built for me, I don't know, I'm guessing about sort of 5 years ago or 3 years ago. I have a very poor sense of time if I'm not in the 17th century.
I understand.
This was built for me not so long ago because, of course, you can't play the old one. So we're busy helping harp builders to have resources to build replicas of the old harps that are in the museums.
Yeah, which, talk about a dying craft, you have to be very specific about what you do to get that sound and to recreate.
Yeah, I did the first ever laser scan of a musical instrument at the National Museum in 2016 because my other half he said, why are you still going in with measuring tapes? He's a techie person.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well, you know, you can't do anything else. And he said, oh, here are the name of two companies in Dublin. He was looking up in the internet even as we were speaking. He said, two companies in Dublin who could do laser scans for you. So I did the first laser scan of one of the harps, and off we go since we're busy doing science.
Of course. Now, let's talk about Tuesday, the 11th. This is the King's Harper. This is the Irish harp at the 17th century English.
Yeah,
court.
So who's the king in question?
Yeah.
The king in question is James the First. So very, very surprisingly, given what was going on in the 1600s with the Tudors in Ireland, busy wiping out Gaelic culture and just us in general, they loved the early Irish harp. They heard the sound and said, oh, this is gorgeous, we must take this back home.
Oh, right.
And so they did. And so they went. So the first royal Irish harper was a man called Cormac MacDermot from Roscommon, who became a royal harper to James I at the turn of the 16th century. So with my early music hat on, because I sort of wear two hats, I wear an Irish music hat and a historic music hat, it's like, what's he playing at court? And so I've put together this completely unusual concert of one of the best Renaissance lute players in the world, Sakamoto, who lives in Switzerland, and three of the world's best viol players. And viols are these bowed bass instruments that look a little bit like cellos. And we have an extraordinary Irish soprano, Roisin O'Grady, from County Waterford, who's she's on my recording of 16th century music. And so we've put a whole programme together of what would the king be listening to? What are these fabulous sounds that would entrance the king's ear of an evening? So,
and what we need to say is that there is a video of the concert which will be available to ticket holders after the festival. But you're not live streaming these.
No, so thank you for mentioning that.
Well, that was part and parcel of things in the recent past.
But I'm not a fan of live streaming because I was involved in a lot of live streaming COVID.
I know.
And you can see the producer's stress levels going through the roof when it all goes wrong.
Yeah, of course. But
so I'm not live streaming at my festival. Yeah. But if there's a very odd, strange person who doesn't want to come to Kilkenny for some odd reason, they can listen to all our concerts online. So once we've done the concerts live, the videos will go up. So if you buy a ticket, you're also buying a video that you can watch until next December. Of each concert. Well, we will have them up until next December.
And again, if people want to do that, is it festival.irishharp.org?
Yes,
is that how you find it?
It's
important, because otherwise people are going to say, well, how do I do this?
Yes,
that's how you
thank
do
you
that.
Very much.
No.
For reminding me that they're also online.
So they are two very distinct concerts.
Yeah,
they're very different.
Well, because I suppose my own interest is in trying to, if you like, not to get too heavy at now, 9:45 in the morning, kind of decolonise Irish music,
sure,
to sort of get back to what kind of harps were we playing, you know, before the 19th century? What's the music? What's in our Gaelic soul? And how do we recreate that? You're looking at old manuscripts and sciencey stuff and building harps and all the rest of it. But then, of course, my day job, if you like, is playing European early harps, sort of Italian Baroque harp with three rows of strings and all sorts of weird
instruments.
And doing chamber music and operas.
Yeah, but that's your background.
So that's why I want to do this Renaissance music concert, because it's so beautiful.
I have to say, I love your passion. No, but you see, we all have passions for certain. Look, we were talking about a fella this morning, God help us, and there's nothing wrong with it, who has a passion for collecting pencils. Let's not go there. But the point is, we all have a passion for something, or we should. And if we have, it's lovely to nurture it and then try and share it with people. And how lovely to be able to do it.
And to have your own festival
in Kilkenny, I just think it's terrific.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate.
Will you play something else for us as we finish?
Sure,
have you
delighted
another one?
To.
I'm sure you do. Just to finish up, I think we have a break to take. I'm not sure, Gareth, if we're able to take that break. No, we'll see. Anyway, we'll not worry about the break. The break will take itself as we play ourselves out. Just a reminder again, if anybody wants to know anything, it's the Parade Tower in Kilkenny Castle and the summer concerts. You're running lots, but these are the two big ones. The gala concert on Saturday, which is at 8 o'clock, and on next Tuesday, which is also at 8 o'clock, the gala concert Saturday and the King's Harper next Tuesday.
That's right, and we're selling tickets online.
Yes.
And if people, as I say, can't come to Kilkenny, they can see the concerts on the comfort of their own sofa.
Indeed. And you don't even have to lift a harp into your car.
Yes, exactly.
Which is a difficult thing at the best of times. What are you going to play us out with?
Okay, so I'll play you out with a beautiful love song called Sheila Ní Chonlainn, which is by the brother of the harper who composed the first piece. So this is Thomas Conlon's Sheila Ní Chonlainn.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Armstrong, away we go.